You're listening to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast, the place where women leaders, founders, and CEOs come to break free from binge eating so they can have more peace, energy, and make a bigger impact while enjoying the foods they love. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. So we are in full holiday swing right now. And if you are like many, you may be wondering about, or worrying rather, about gaining weight during the holidays. And this is totally normal. But this worrying about your weight during the holidays could be actually costing you your healthy desired weight. And, you know, I totally get this. You know, you hear all of this talk, articles, news stories, everything about, you know, people gaining a ton of weight during the holidays, which we're going to dig into this. You know, how true is this really? But, you know, when you're worrying so much about holiday weight gain and then start kind of going into hyper mode about losing weight around, like, you know, New Year's and all of that, well, nothing's wrong with that, of course. But when we, you know, address or get hyper focused on around the holidays, what this is doing is preventing you from really discovering the way to truly manage your weight, including your holiday, you know, weight gain, which turns out to be far less than what people really think. And it's really about, you know, what habits do you have? But I don't want to get too far into it. So we're going to unpack this as we go. You know, those who struggle with their weight, they tend to fall into the common trap of putting a lot of importance on how you're eating during the holidays. You know, whether you're trying to manage your holiday eating, whether you're trying to undo the holiday eating, trying to eat as little as possible before the holiday event, or whatever it is, it's just a lot of energy and emphasis put on the holiday eating. And what happens is when we put all of this emphasis around holiday eating, that's when we tend to see these consequences of anywhere from 1 to 5 pounds or maybe more of weight gain that happen throughout that particular year. Not necessarily because of the holiday eating. What research has recently discovered was that it's not so much a matter of how much, you know, calories do you consume during the holidays as what are your habits after the holidays. You know, when you're putting a lot of emphasis on the holiday eating, to sort of give you a metaphor to think about this, well, this would be like spending. So when you're putting a lot of emphasis around your holiday eating, to give you a metaphor to think about this, this would be like brushing your teeth for 2 days or 3 days or a week out of the year and then ignoring them for the rest of the year. So you can see how, you know, what this is doing is really spending a lot of time and energy focused on something that really has a little to no impact on the overall result that you're looking for. So what we want to do is shift from, instead of worrying about, you know, holiday weight gain, focus on creating that identity that we talk about so much in this podcast, that self-image, that identity of a naturally healthy eater who's active, who has the daily lifestyle and habits that ensure that when the holidays come around, hey, it's no big deal. You know, you can eat your face off and you know that it's gonna all balance out, because what you're doing every single day has much more of an impact than what you're doing a few weeks out of the year. And that also takes me to this, which this is a little bit of a tangent. I hadn't planned to go here, but around New Year's is a time when a lot of times people are really, really focused on, hey, what changes am I going to make? Which I personally don't have any problem with at all. You know, some people say, oh, you know, there's no point in making New Year's resolutions, but I disagree with that. I've seen people make New Year's resolutions and have great results with them. Was I ever that person? No. I always struggled to follow through with New Year's resolutions. They just did not make that much of an impact on me. What did make an impact on me was finding out how to be accountable to myself. But what I do want to, I guess, hit over the plate, if I'm using the metaphor correctly, is that when the new year comes around, you know, what are you focusing your attention on? Because, you know, the common mistake that so many make, and I made for a long time myself, was I would spend so much time focusing on trying to implement new behaviors, new eating habits, you know, throw out all the junk food, buy a bunch of healthy food, doing everything at once, you know, trying to change my entire life in January, you know, and all of these things. Again, there's nothing wrong with these things. But when you're, you know, how many times have you done that? Because I know I did it a lot of times, right? I did it so many times, more times than I care to admit. And kept finding myself back in the same place. So how many times have you made these drastic changes in your life? And then, you know, the first of the year comes around again and you're like, oh, nothing really changed. Maybe you find yourself worse off than how you did before. And now you're going through it again. You know, you're about to say, okay, new year, new me, make, you know, new resolution. Well, if that's not working for you, what would cause you to continue to do that again? And so when you shift your efforts, like what you're really prioritizing from doing the right actions to becoming the person who can do those actions, now you are basically, you're knocking over the domino that's going to knock over all the rest of the dominoes. Again, instead of worrying about, you know, the holidays and putting all this emphasis on holidays or on, you know, making these resolutions, if those don't work for you, instead focus on creating your self-image that is going to align with the results that you want. So what do I mean when I say self-image? What I'm talking about is how you see yourself. I'm talking about your identity. And this is subconscious, by the way. And this is a combination. It's comprised of, you know, the experiences that you've had in your life, the programming that you receive from not only from your parents, but, you know, your friends, other influences in your life when you were growing up. I think I mentioned experiences that you had, but like they could be positive or negative experiences. And these are all the things that filter the way that you see yourself. And so when you see yourself as someone who struggles with your weight, well, then everything that you do is going to be filtered through that identity, filtered through that self-image. If you see yourself as someone who has a hard time losing weight, for example, or you see yourself as having bad genetics or a low metabolism, you can start to see how, okay, if your behaviors are filtered through your self-image, well, all of those behaviors are going to be sort of tainted by that filter. And you can probably understand how that would impact your behaviors, which would then impact your results. What happens when you switch to having that identity of a naturally healthy eater? Well, this will cause you to just naturally release any weight gain, which again, is really not as much as people think, but you'll naturally release that weight without having to spend extra effort or extra energy, because this is just who you are. And just because you have, you know, a couple days out of the year, or even a couple of weeks where you consume more indulgences or, you know, more calories or just more, rich foods, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to result in weight gain for you in the long run. I'm going to share with you 4 steps that you can use. And these steps are from pillar 1 of the food trigger immunity framework, which is found within Eat with Balance. And this is opening again in January, by the way. So get on the waitlist at rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance waitlist to be notified when those doors open. And so these 4 steps are going to be from there. And inside, there are 8 ways that you can really build, reinforce, and integrate your identity, which obviously we don't have time to go into all of them here. But here are 4 steps that you can start using. And when you employ these four steps, you're going to start building from the inside out, which again, remember, when you establish that identity, that's like knocking over that first domino. When you knock over that first domino, what I've seen time and time again, not only in my own life, but from my students, is that once you knock over that first domino, then the behaviors come naturally from that. You start to see things like just moderating your eating naturally without feeling guilty or feeling like you're depriving yourself. You start to see your weight dropping naturally. Because obviously, if you're moderating your food naturally, well, then of course your weight is going to start releasing because you're eating in moderation. When if you weren't eating in moderation before, that's a big change right there, right? So here are the four steps. Step one is to get clear on what is your vision for the version of yourself who has food freedom. Now, when I say get clear on your vision, what I mean is really think about who is the person when you've already reached your healthy desired weight and you have the relationship with food that you want? Who is that person? What thoughts are they having? What experiences are they having? What I want you to keep in mind here is don't censor yourself. Because if you censor yourself, which is totally normal, that's your brain just trying to keep you safe. But what you want to do is start getting in the habit of catching your brain, trying to keep you safe and dismissing that and allowing yourself to start to dream, because you're going to want to start building this habit. It's going to feel uncomfortable, and that's just your brain. Thank your brain. Say you're safe and allow yourself to really express this vision. Write it down. Be detailed. Allow yourself to really dream with it. And don't forget to include how you feel. That is really the most important thing. So don't forget to include how you actually feel. You know, is that a sense of freedom? Is that a sense of peace? Is that a sense of joy? Is that a sense of feeling empowered, confidence, whatever it is, in control? Write those feelings down of that person who already has what you desire. Step two is ask yourself what that version of yourself says to themselves. What is the story that they tell themselves? What are their beliefs? What is their internal narrative and their internal dialogue? What are they saying when they sit down to eat? What are they saying throughout the day to themselves? What are they saying about the process of weight loss? What are they saying? Like they might be saying, wow, I am so, I'm my healthy desired weight, and it's just so easy for me to maintain this healthy desired weight. I love how I look, you know, things like that. And you're saying it as if it's already true. You notice that I said, I love how I look, right? Yeah, I love what I see when I look in the mirror. Things like that, that are present, that are positive about themselves, and coming from that place of what you got from step one. So that person who already has it. Step three is to write down your script. All right. So you've gone through the process of getting clarity. You've asked yourself what version, you have asked yourself what their internal narrative is. And now you're going to write these down. And that becomes your script. That becomes your script for reprogramming yourself. So anytime you catch yourself thinking thoughts that don't align with that new identity, what you want to do is you want to stop yourself in the moment. So if I were going to be doing this for myself, I would say, Rashonda, stop. And that is a pattern interrupt. This is to break the pattern that my brain is going into, because everything is habits, and then redirect your thoughts to that script that you have created. Something in that script that's going to give you a sense of relief, make you feel better, and also primarily reprogramming your identity to become that version of yourself that you see yourself as. And so you can start to see how this creates this alignment. Your words are matching up with what you want instead of your words counteracting what you want. And you can't get to where you want if you're counteracting, if you're constantly speaking against what you want, if you are constantly reinforcing that narrative of the old way, well, you're reinforcing the old programming. So hopefully that made sense. And so those are the four steps. So today we talked about how to avoid holiday weight gain. And we addressed the biggest mistake that people make when it comes to avoiding holiday weight gain, which is really, you know, ironically, putting so much emphasis on the holiday weight gain in the first place. And we talked about how you can use four steps to go from putting a lot of emphasis on the holidays to actually creating the version of yourself, the identity of the person who has healthy habits all year long, so that that holiday season does not impact your health. And those four steps were, number one, get clear on what the point B version of yourself is. Step two, ask yourself, what is their self-talk? Step three, create your script by writing down that self-talk. And step four, redirect your negative thinking from the old programming to the new programming, which is going to be your script. Again, Eat with Balance is opening soon, so get on the wait list at rashondyates.com/waitlist so that you can be notified when doors open. And I will catch you on another episode of the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashondy Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.